Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. John and Ken on Demand is the podcast on the iHeart app, and that gets posted after 4 o'clock. And we're on the air from 1 till 4. And that is all. That is all you need to know.
That's it. I think you said it all. We can leave.
That's right. We can go home now.
You will tune in after 4, and it'll be an empty podcast. It'll have 1 minute, and that's it.
I'll just have the commercials.
We peaked the commercials. Well, now that Dianne Feinstein has passed away, I guess you could say that California's elderly hacks, that is, longtime or just old politicians that are still around to be interviewed, are Jerry Brown, 85. He's even older than Biden, if I realized that originally. And Arnold Schwarzenegger, 76. NBC News decided, well, you know, since this Asian Pacific Economic Conference was in San Francisco and he had to send all these reporters there because Biden's going to be there and the president of China is going to be there, you guys got to write stories, right? You got to fill up your time with some sort of interviews. So Jerry Brown went to the event. So did Duell. Schwarzenegger was around for another reason, but Brown was in San Francisco during a summit of the Asian Pacific nations. And they were both interviewed by NBC News. It's a shame that we didn't get the audio on this because there's, you know, it is kind of a tongue bath. They're both sort of seen as the elder statesmen. And with all of their experience looking back, one of the reasons they interviewed Schwarzenegger is, John, it was just the 20th anniversary of the recall.
Yes. That was just last week.
Yeah. So, he was interviewed on stage by journalist, oh man, Carla Marinucci. Remember her?
Oh, yeah.
And of course, she had to ask him about Trump right off the bat. He didn't really want to say much about that. So Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, he said, I don't want to comment now on every single stupid thing that he says. It's Schwarzenegger talking about Trump.
Yeah. So when he won the recall election, he said, I wanted to serve the people. It didn't matter if they're Democrats or Republicans or independents or declined to states. I know that I won, and I had to represent all the people, even though my Republican colleagues didn't like that because they wanted to be stuck in the ideological corner. Well, the problem with Schwarzenegger is, and we went over this in real time back then, is that he ran from problems and instead just wanted to be popular. Mm-hmm. So they put a huge slate of reforms on the ballot. I think it was in early 2005, dealing with the pension problem, so many other issues. He hardly campaigned for it because it didn't look good in the polls. He ran, and then he became the climate change governor after that.
Right.
In fact, he hired as his chief of staff a former top Democratic female to take over and point him in a different direction so he could do better in the polls.
And then he lied about never raising taxes. After he got reelected, he raised taxes drastically, and we ended up helping to repeal those taxes with a referendum.
Right.
So that's why he left in disgrace, was he screwed the people over. He lied to them.
He got reelected after that, which is what he wanted, to position himself for that in 2006.
Well,
he just kind of coasted the last 4 years.
He treated his constituents like he treated his nanny.
That was a chance at that point for really big change, and he gave up, right?
As we said, it's getting me mad all over again.
Oh, sorry.
You know, passions fade with time, and now I'm all worked up again, remembering, you know, why, you know, what a, just what a double crosser he was. A turncoat.
A turncoat. As for Jerry Brown, one thing that we picked out when he was interviewed by NBC News, asked for his view of Vice President Kamala Harris, who got her start in California politics. The writer actually says Brown stiffened a bit. I don't know where, but you can.
Well, I know where it didn't happen.
The garrulous ex-governor, who freely opined on U.S.-Chinese relations, global threats, and even Gregorian chants, keep reading, had nothing at all to share about a fellow Californian who's next in line for the presidential succession. Quote, I do not have a thought on that topic.
Yeah, he doesn't want...
Funny you should say that, Jerry. Neither does she on any topic.
Well, he has plenty of thoughts. He just doesn't have the guts to give them. He doesn't want to start a big storm. He's 85 and he's waiting for the grave.
Yeah, he's trying to ride out the tide here. And why? Right,
virtually.
I would say his silence, though, speaks volumes.
Privately, from what I've read, virtually everybody who's ever known her doesn't like her.
I have run into Trump haters, Democrats, progressives, who they don't say they hate her. They just go, what's with that? How did she get to be vice president? They're just stunned.
No, I'm talking about people who knew her personally. Most of her staff over the years, as she's gone from one level to the next, has quit on her.
Right.
Nobody likes working for her. Nobody likes her as a person. Even Willie Brown, after he was done with his jollies.
President Harris
doesn't have anything good to say. I mean, she's got that personality that just drives you away.
Jerry Brown actually got stuck in like the 60s too. At one point he was referring to Daniel Ellsberg. Remember that? The Pentagon Papers?
That's 50 years ago.
Yeah, he stuck that into one.
That's over 50 years ago.
NBC News had to put in parentheses a little reference to the Pentagon Papers to give people some idea of what he was talking about. That part about Gregorian chants. Brown said, I like policy. I like issues, climate, prison reform, education, water. I like politics. It keeps you on your toes. Because you can screw up at any moment, and it can all come crashing down if you say the wrong thing. That keeps your heart beating a little faster. Oh, I also like monasteries and Gregorian chants. Well, there's something to admit.
Okay, that's weird for a guy. Mm. Monasteries and Gregorian chants?
Do they have concerts with Gregorian chants that you can go to, or like shows?
Only monks go to those.
Is that like what you hear?
He's a guy who wanted to spend his life.
The monks kind of sing together, adi, mani, mani, like Latin and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really weird.
Right. Yeah, there was a hit record back in the 90s. I can't remember the name of it, but it had like the Gregorian chants in it. It was kind of, it was eerie, but it made the song unique.
Yeah, I know. But guys who like Gregorian chants and guys in monasteries, they walk around wearing robes and no underwear all day.
Oh, there he goes. He found something. You see Jerry Brown just sitting up there in the ranch in the dark.
Yeah.
Listening to these Gregorian chants.
With no clothes on.
To me, what I think of right away is a horror movie. That's what occurs to me right now. Somebody's about to get stabbed.
Yeah, they probably use this stuff in horror movies, especially the religious themed ones.
I guess it's supposed to be very devout singing.
He's just an old
reflection.
Old weirdo. That's what he is.
Yeah. So, of course, Brown was also asked about...
monasteries, really? What, a bunch of men living together wearing robes? Okay. Chanting. Wow, that sounds really attractive. Love to spend the weekend there.
He's more worried about the public's restive mood than he is about Biden's age. And of course, old Joe turned 81 yesterday. Brown said he has nothing to worry about until he gets to be 85, which is what Brown is.
Well, Brown sounds a lot sure. That's why it's not the age. It's the condition of the brain. As nutty as he is.
He always had a lot of energy and didn't seem to have diminished.
He's still, based on this printed interview.
I haven't seen him walking around lately trying to find his way on stage.
Okay, these thoughts are more coherent. You know, they have a beginning, middle, and end than Biden's public mumblings lately.
Is he the best bet to beat Trump next year? And Brown said, I would say he's the man of the hour. He's there. I mean, not sure what that means.
It means we're stuck with him. Who the hell knows?
I don't have any great political strategy here for the Democrats. It's all very challenging, he continued. And then he mentioned his no thoughts on Kamala Harris. So. Should have asked him about Newsom. They did not like each other either. Remember that? We got wind of that years ago. But Jerry Brown, not a fan of Gavin Newsom.
I will say this. Brown doesn't like all the right people.
Well, he always went his own way, which was sometimes befuddling, right?
Yeah, but there was something authentic about him, and I think he's really repelled. I read a good word to describe Newsom, smarmy.
Anybody who lies like that should not be listened to.
And
smarmy is true.
Smarmy.
It is kind of the know-it-all with the big words and the tech jargon.
But a poser, a fake, right? I think, and Brown is like completely nuts, but he seemed to recoil from people who were really obviously fake.
Yes, I did pick that up in Jerry. You and I met him.
Yeah.
At least one occasion. I remember that many years ago. But, and the last part I just want to mention. Schwarzenegger now has an institute in his name at the University of Southern California. Remember the think tank? I guess it's still there. The mission is to promote post-partisanship. How's that going?
Yeah.
Solving real-world problems.
Yeah. No, I mean, he's the one who designed one of his stupid ideas that did pass was to have this these primaries where all the Republicans, Democrats, and everybody else is all on one ballot together, and then the top two go to the final.
Oh, yeah.
And all it did is produce super majorities of Democrats.
That idiot who wanted to be governor. What was that state senator's name?
Abel Maldonado. Yeah.
And that's the deal that he made with Schwarzenegger to get his tax vote.
And then that was it. Then Republicans were completely shut out of governing in Sacramento. No other party replaced the Republicans, and it became a monolithic culture up there. And we really went in the sewer. And that came from Schwarzenegger.
Is Tony Villar still at the think tank? Is he still contributing to the think tank?
He's still trying to think.
He's taking the listening tour. I'm on a listening tour.
He's sitting there grunting and just trying to burp out a thought.
All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere. iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right, so the voters of Los Angeles, now it's more clear, got fooled. The endless well that is spending on the homeless industrial complex, we call it, billions and billions of dollars spent, not enough. So they looked for a new way in the city of Los Angeles to drain even more money from taxpayers. And they put on the ballot Measure ULA. I think that stands for Unite LA. But it's a property transfer tax. And when they sold it to the voters, they basically said this is just going to soak the wealthy. This is only going to affect people who have very, very expensive homes for sale. If you have a property costing between $5 million and $10 million, the transfer tax is 4.45%. And when it gets above $10 million, it jumps to 5.95%. And this is above and beyond anything else you're going to pay to transfer the property. They got it passed. And now what we learned, and we learned this because Chicago is thinking about putting the same measure on its ballot to try to get out of their, they're calling it Bring Chicago Home transfer tax. It goes before a vote in that city in March. But we learned from Los Angeles Councilwoman Nithya Raman that, quote, well, we marketed it as a mansion tax, and that's what made it easy for voters to get behind. But now what we've learned it goes after commercial properties too. Office buildings, shopping centers, industrial warehouses, apartment buildings where renters could get hit with these increases when the apartment changes hands.
It wasn't just soaking the wealthy. It ends up soaking renters. Because if the taxes are heavy on a rental building, renters are going to have to pay higher rents. And if you're soaking business owners, they're going to have to charge you more for their goods and services.
Right.
So the Chicago Tribune did a story on what plan they were trying to pass in Chicago, and they went to Nithya Raman, and she explained how she and the others in her progressive circle fooled the public. It was marketed as a mansion tax. Marketed. Not that it was a mansion tax. It was in part.
I don't think we even focused on the commercial aspects of this as much as just the private real estate sales.
I don't remember.
So maybe even we were fooled because we said, well, it's only going to affect millionaires and billionaires.
You know,
I mean, how many people sell properties for more than $5 million?
Because who covered this other than the El Segundo Propaganda Times?
I
bet you if we go back and look at their coverage, that part was not prominent. And they did not dissect exactly that if you go after commercial buildings and you go after rental buildings, that it would jack up prices for consumers and it would jack up rents for renters. Because what you need when you promote propaganda is you need media outlets to amplify the propaganda. And that's what we have here. And I bet you the TV stations barely covered this because it would be too complicated.
So they talked to a guy with the California Business Properties Association, Matthew Hargrove. He's the CEO, and he said, without doing a lot of digging, you're going to find out this was a disaster for LA real estate. It's a market. Markets react to taxes. They're not coming anywhere near their promised numbers. That's the problem with doing policy at the ballot box. LA officials had predicted the first year of this new city higher transfer tax would rake in $672 million for homeless services. And proponents, those really pushing this on the ballot, said, oh, no, we're going to rake in $900 million. Well, as of October, $100 million for 6 months. So you doubled that $200 million. That's well short of those two predictions.
Well, the after the tax went into effect, the month of April, only two mansions worth $5 million or more were sold. In March, it was 126. People sold to beat the deadline. And then after the deadline, the market dried up almost entirely from 126 to 2. And that's how, see, most people who have made a lot of money and they have expensive homes or condos are smart people, or they hire smart people. And for them, it's not hard to do math.
Right.
For political hacks, it's very hard to do math. They're not good at numbers. Nithya Raman is really bottom line a communist. So it's not surprising she wants to soak the rich and soak property owners. Remember, communists don't believe that you should own private property. And most of the people behind this measure are basically communists. Communist is having a resurgence in this country, just like anti-Semitism is. It's starting to look like the 1930s again. 1930s, 1940s, 1950s. There was a lot of this stuff. I guess the old generation died out, and there's no public memory of what life was like under communism, what life was like when Jews were being slaughtered. And so that's why you have rebounds, because a new generation doesn't know. And
if you have a $10 million property and you get hit with this 5.95% transfer tax, that is $600,000. Now, they're going to say, well, that's just pennies to a billionaire. But, you know, if you're involved in commercial real estate where, you know, margins can be tough, particularly if you own an apartment building or a shopping center or something like that, $600,000 is a lot of money. And that's going to affect your decisions and your timing.
Offends me. It's not Nithya Raman's business. Just because she doesn't have the talents and intelligence to make millions or billions of dollars, she promotes a law that denies other people from enjoying the profits that they make.
Yeah.
Who the hell is she? She's like a little gnat on your rear end, buzzing around, trying to take from you what she herself cannot create. She doesn't create wealth. She's never created a dime of wealth in her life. So what is this? Her wacky theory? Well, I don't think it's fair. It's not up to you. Who are you? Who are these people?
That some people are just putting off selling, or they're hoping maybe a court case overturns the tax hike, or, and I think a recent one was not good news. I think it was upheld. Or they just price it, if they're in that range, at just under $5 million. So there's no transfer tax, so like $4.999 million.
Right.
Just to give them the finger.
Yeah, and that's the tricks you have to pull. But, you know, it should get repealed. It's not producing the money. And the money is going for what? To pay more criminally crooked nonprofits? I mean, that's the thing. The money just goes into a black hole and enriches people who are in the fraud industry. Nonprofit homeless organizations.
Hucksters.
Are hucksters. It's a scam.
Shysters and huckster.
Yes, it's shyster and huckster.
That's the name of the law firm that represents them. Right?
Exactly.
It's clearly, but I just love the way she said, and we've known this for as long as we've done this show, that people will vote for a tax that does not affect them. A statewide sales tax, a gas tax, they're not too happy with. But, you know, remember the tax on millionaires for mental health services from Daryl Steinberg 20 years ago?
That worked. You don't see mentally ill people on the streets anymore.
No, it's been a miracle. Hasn't that done the job?
It's all crime is what they're committing. The mental health tax was a crime. This mansion tax was a crime. It's just taking money because you don't like successful people. I mean, that is a bitter, sad person.
Oh, and just one quick story about that mental health tax. This came up a couple of months ago. They were trying to move some of that money out of there into housing. And I'm thinking, wow, don't we hear every day we have a mental health crisis? We don't have enough mental health workers and psych facilities. And yet they wanted to take money from the millionaire's tax and move it over to more of their crazy housing ideas. That tells you all you need to know about how hopeless and useless that they are. But we'll be more. We've got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
On the radio from 1 until 4, then after 4 o'clock, John and Ken on demand, the podcast, and you could listen to the whole show all over again.
Yeah, and coming up in the 3 o'clock hour, we'll have another challenger to LA County District Attorney George Gascon. It is a judge who would like to replace him. He's got a lot of challengers coming up in the March primary, but we'll talk to her and get her viewpoints out there because it'll be great if Gascon can't even finish in the top two in that March primary and cannot advance to the election in November. The 13th annual KFI Pastathon is here. You might know that already. Chef Bruno's charity, Katerina's Club, provides more than 25,000 meals every week to kids in need in Southern California. And your generosity is what makes this happen. You can help by donating at pastathon.com, shop at any Smart and Final store and donate at checkout, or go to any Wendy's restaurant in SoCal and donate. We'll be broadcasting live all day from the Anaheim White House restaurant on Giving Tuesday, which is 1 week from today, November 28th. Come out and see us from 5 a.m. until 10 p.m. 100% of your donation goes to Katerina's Club, and the easiest way to find out everything is to go to pastathon.com. Well, it's another case of you try to do something and you get punished for it. And, of course, the category is crime. And we've done stories where the police are telling you things. Don't carry that fancy phone or that fancy watch when you're walking down the sidewalk. It might catch a thief's eye and he might decide to steal it right there on the sidewalk. And then we've had those stories where workers in some stores, like convenience stores, have a jewelry store. It's like one of our favorite stories where they've taken to bashing the attempted burglar and driving them out of the store, whether it's a homeless shoplifter or that fat guy that tried to knock off that jewelry store.
Remember beat him with a stick.
They beat him with the stick.
Hit him where it hurts.
He went running. This one's a little different angle, but comes back to the same sad tale. We've been trying to get this guy on the show. He appears like he's already been on Fox News numerous times. His name is Vince Ricci. And two armed men in masks charged at him as he's walking to his front door a few weeks ago. One of them had a gun out. So what Ricci did was he dropped his keys and apparently had a drink in his hand, and he pulled the handgun from his waist, and he shot. And those guys turned, and they ran. He said he was just trying to protect himself and his wife and five-month-old daughter, who were inside the house. Now, he says his reward is that his concealed weapon permit has been suspended. And that does not please him. So this has made him a cause celeb for those who believe that you have to protect yourself because the way the criminal justice system has crumbled in L.A., what choice do you have sometimes but to be ready with your own weapon?
You do or you die. Yes, he's standing there. He doesn't know what these guys are going to do. You can't wait to find out if they're armed, if they're going to use their guns.
Well, the guy's gun was showing. They're armed.
Yeah.
The guy's weapon was out as he approached him. Basically, the guy was saying, I mean business here. I'm coming into your house. You better back up and let me in. And that's what he said. That's it. He took out his gun.
Yeah,
he's completely in the right.
Yeah, absolutely in the right. I think you should be able to shoot anybody who approaches your door. Anybody. And you don't have to give him 20 questions.
The mailman?
If he's threatening.
Okay, I just wanted to clarify. No. When you say anyone.
No, any
obviously. The FedEx guy?
Any bad guy. Hey, you know, some of these guys impersonate FedEx guys now. We had a robbery.
Well, I hope you wouldn't be that jittery to start shooting everybody that approaches your door.
We had a robbery in our... Well, don't approach my door then. I hope you don't approach.
Hope you don't go to the next party. Approach somebody's door and he shoots you.
There were guys staking out a neighbor's house right around the corner from us, right, just a tenth of a mile away, and they had a van and they put a fake Amazon decal on the van, and they were dressed like Amazon workers, and they waited for this couple, and I met this couple, to leave. They were going on a weekend vacation, and then they watched as the housekeeper left. And it was a Friday afternoon, and they figured, okay, these people are gone for the weekend because they saw the couple walking out with suitcases, and then they saw the housekeeper look like she was done for the day, and they climbed out of the Amazon truck, went inside, and looted the place, loaded it up on the truck, and drove off.
Wow.
So just because you're wearing a service uniform doesn't mean you're not a bad guy.
Well, the next thing that happened was, it says it's unclear why his permit, they call them CCWs, was suspended. And the first stories I saw, LAPD was denying that they did anything because they didn't issue it, nor did they revoke it. So we made our way back to the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, and they confirmed, with the sheriff puppet Luna in charge, that they suspended his permit. The department's been in contact with him and his family about permit protocols. What the hell does that mean? There are avenues for Mr. Ricci to reapply for his permit. The permit may be immediately reinstated as long as the permit holder has also followed all required CCW policies.
It's gibberish. The sheriff's department is punishing him for defending himself and his family. That's what they do.
There's a rumor, which is the story covers, that perhaps he got a little angry with them and they might be punishing him. When they were discussing the incident with him, perhaps they didn't like his behavior, but nobody's confirming that.
They didn't like his behavior.
Yeah, he may have gotten like, what are you asking me questions for? I'm the guy that was going to get robbed. My family's inside. I just did what I had to do.
He had two guys with masks and with guns, and they didn't like his behavior, so he's given a gun timeout now.
And I like the way we're spending all the time on this and not the search for these robbers. Where are they? Where'd they go? Who are they?
This is Luna. This is you think Alex Villanueva would do this to a private citizen? This is the Robert Luna Sheriff's Department now. So, of course, now we're going to have to deal with this. Because, you know, he's sucking up to all the left-wing communists in the county government.
They have not. It's not clear whether any of the attempted assailants were injured from the gunfire. The two people who jumped over a wall into Ricci's home, and there's a third man believed to be a driver, are still at large. So they had really planned this operation. They had a getaway driver and everything. And I guess they just picked this man's home. And in some cases, that could be exactly why, because they saw him going up to his front door and said, let's just bum rush this guy right inside the house and take all their stuff and run, rather than having to break into the house. Maybe that's what they were thinking. Little did they know he was going to turn and fire his gun at them.
And how many times do you think these two armed men were arrested in the past? How many times do you think these guys were spun out of the jail system?
Like that guy we learned about last week has been arrested. How many times was it? Yeah. Over 15 months, 8 times, 5 times for robberies?
Now we have a whole category, and this is thousands of them, thousands of bad guys who are arrested and never even prosecuted because George Gascon has 13,000 unprosecuted cases on his desk. So this is, you know, and they're going to tell you like, recidivism rate is really down here, you know. There's a very small percentage end up in jail after they're released. Of course not. You no longer put people in jail. That's 13,000 times somebody potentially should be put in jail. And it's now a big zero on the scoreboard because of Gascon.
Ricci said, I acquired the Glock the right way. They granted me the right to carry it. Now they're stripping me with the men at large that were looking for me. The sheriff's attempt now at coming after me seems petty. It is petty.
Yeah, it is. He's absolutely right to use the gun. And they had no right to take it away. What, he got mouthy with a cop? Who cares? Are cops that fragile? Really? Guys jacked up
on
adrenaline?
It just says he may have yelled at or criticized during the investigation. It doesn't say, but nobody is sure whether or not that's the reason.
Yeah. What could he possibly have done wrong?
They didn't respond to questions about why they revoked the permit.
This is what they do in government. Everybody shuts down. Nobody wants to talk about it. And a guy like him can't even get an answer, let alone his gun back. That's wild.
You're going to see more of this because this is what people need to do now that we have a lot of criminals running loose. You know? And time and time again, they try to placate you by telling you the crime is not going up.
They must be laughing their ass off, the two guys who accosted him. Because all these guys keep track of the news. They see that he's in trouble. He lost his gun. This is an invitation for these two guys to come back.
Right.
What do you think they're going to do? They're going to come back.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy that they would, anybody would even publicize this and put the family in danger.
Did you look at the home surveillance video of this incident? It's only 22 seconds. It's with the El Segundo Times article. I guess he has a little camera in his hallway there. Where he's slowly walking up to his front door. You can see the drink in his hand, trying to reach for his keys or something. And yeah, the gunman comes right up behind him and bumps him. And you can see the weapon clearly in his hand. So Ricci just turns, his drink goes flying, and boom, boom, boom. You see the blast from the gun go off. Yeah. Pretty funny looking.
Right. That's what we have to do. But total breakdown. Total breakdown of protection by the government now.
You don't even go, hey, what's going on? No.
No discussion. Just bullets.
Like an old Western. He was just quick to just real turn and fire. All right, we'll be right back. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Next hour, another chapter in the continuing saga of businesses under the 10 freeway. We have more reports and more updates on what's gone on over the years. That property under the 10 freeway where the fire went off and burned the freeway so that it was closed for about a week. There's still more stories coming out about the inspections that took place, and including one inspector who said unequivocally, evict. They've got to be evicted. It's a very dangerous situation.
So who's going to explain to all of us why, after they produce paperwork that says this is a danger, must be evicted, why no employees actually evict these companies or at least remove the combustible materials?
Yeah, there's got to be an emergency way. Instead, they pretend like it was a tenant in an apartment. Well, we have to go through the proper channels and file the legal documents and go to court and get an order. But that's not what this is. A huge public emergency.
It's a fire emergency, and you can do that immediately. Like I said, think of a nightclub that's too crowded. Fire marshal comes in. People start heading for the front door. Got to get out. You're over capacity, out, and everybody leaves because it's an immediate danger. It's an emergency. So why didn't they do that? Get all the wood pallets and all the other chemicals or whatever was flammable.
Hand sanitizer, my favorite.
Hand sanitizer, out. So did they just not feel like it? Were they tired? Was it more comfortable to lean back in the chair, put your feet up on the desk, and nap? Why would you possibly not get that all that dangerous material out of there?
All right, we'll get into the details of this right after the news at 2 o'clock. We were just talking about a homeowner in L.A. who had to take out his concealed weapon to defend his family and his home from intruders. And, of course, the response from the L.A. County Sheriff's Department is that they've suspended his permit. Nice. We'll talk about another different shooter. Apparently, a Ukrainian sniper took out a Russian soldier from nearly 2.5 miles away.
Yeah, cool.
How do you even, what's the scope? How do you even get a bead on this person that you're shooting at? It's a high-tech rifle. The translation into English is Horizon's Lord. And yes, there are record keepers for this kind of stuff. He used the Ukraine-made, it's called a Volodar Obryu rifle, which, as I mentioned, translates to Horizon's Lord. And it was 3,800 meters or 2.3 miles away. That's more than 40 U.S. football fields, to give you an idea of the distance. The Security Service of Ukraine noted the record achievement in a statement crowing, a new world record, a sniper of the SBU destroyed a Russian soldier from a distance of 3.8 kilometers.
Destroyed a Russian soldier.
are there war record keeping statistics?
That is a rough neighborhood between the Russians and Ukrainians.
I know.
Wow.
He took aim at this Russian soldier from this incredible distance. SBU snipers are changing the rules of world sniping, demonstrating the ability to work effectively at fantastic distances, according to this statement. The previous record was believed to be held by a Canadian soldier who hit a target from a distance of 2.2 miles in a rock.
That must have
in the year 2017.
That must have freaked out the guy standing next to him, because you look around, right? You see your comrade go down there.
Oh yeah,
you know, with a bullet in his head, and now you're looking around like, who did that?
Because I imagine he was standing and maybe just on patrol. The soldier that he could get killed. I don't think he'd be lying at a trench, you know.
There was a lot of open space. I mean, to shoot from 2 miles away, you obviously need a clear shot. So right. I think if I remember the photo right.
Well, it says here, grainy footage of the reported record-setting shot, yet to be verified, has been shared across channels. Two figures can be seen in the footage. And after three shots are fired, the two figures drop to the ground before starting to crawl away. It's unclear when or where the shot was made, though. Oh.
Yeah, so they must have had some kind of telescopic lens.
Yeah, to see, get right? Some idea of the aim.
And, right. You know, he got lucky.
Yeah. the enemy soldier dropped after being struck by the round fired from 30 football fields away. The shot marks a distance that now ranks second in the world ranking, confirmed by the command of the armed forces in Ukraine. So that's quite a feat.
Yeah. And you know what? And it freaks all the other Russians fighting in that area out now, because they don't know if that sharpshooter is lurking within 2 miles of them.
Yeah.
And that every time their head is poked up, that this guy could take it off.
Yeah. I mean, you might think you're safe because you've got, you know, other soldiers and tanks in front of you. But and I realize that's a kind of a low tech way to take out the enemy, a sniper one at a time. But you're right. It probably sends terror.
It's the soldiers' minds. Yeah. It completely demoralizes, because now they almost walk around constantly looking over your shoulder. You can't look over your shoulder and see a bullet coming from 2 miles away.
Right.
You know, it's one thing is if you're doing combat and you look up on the roofs and see the sharpshooters, right? And you look for movement on the roofs, and then you can take cover. You can't do this here.
Now, I had heard that the Ukraine was going to use this tactic, that they had quite a number of sharpshooters in their military, and that this was another way. Because, you know, when you're clearly outmanned and obviously the Russian army has many weapons at its disposal, the Ukrainians had to come up with all possible ideas. And I had heard just when the war was beginning that one of their ideas was to use snipers to good effect, particularly to get like the leaders of the Russian troops to try to take out, you know, some of the commanders, which really also sent a chill through the enemy.
Yeah. I'm looking at the video again, and it's all wide open space. And it looks like they're walking the victim is walking just inside a ridge across the way. And you can see him suddenly go down, and then the other two guys he's with suddenly drop as well to start to crawl away because they don't know where it's coming from.
Yeah, this has become the forgotten war with now Israel against Hamas. I see a story today. More than 10,000 civilians have been killed in Ukraine in this war so far.
It's been at a stalemate for most of the year.
It has, right.
They're not pushing the Russians back anymore, and the Russians are not gaining any more ground. So how long are they going to do this and spend the money and feed their young men into the grinding machine? A lot of Ukrainian guys are getting out of the country because they don't want to get a draft notice.
I see one story here. Families of Russian troops protest Ukraine war, but they'll probably be dragged away.
Yeah. But remember the Iran-Iraq war a long time ago. Went on for 8 years, and it was a stalemate.
It was a stalemate. But yes, I remember that.
You know, because the leaders don't care if all their young men get killed. It doesn't matter to them. All these leaders are sociopaths. It doesn't bother their conscience. They don't feel regret. You know, it's just the way you got to do business. Yeah. And so they're spending everybody else's money anyway. So taxpayers keep paying for the war, and they keep giving up their young sons to be shot to death or bombed or whatever.
And I see another headline here that Russia will not coexist with the current Ukrainian regime, and they will resist the strength of the NATO military alliance. They'll not put up with Zelensky and his crew in charge.
We've given them tens of billions of dollars, but it was only enough for a stalemate. The only way for Ukraine to win is we've got to dramatically increase the money we're giving them.
Right.
And we're already, you know, trillions in debt. So, you know, there's no good answer here. When you have a murderous, homicidal maniac, genocidal maniac like Putin, these guys get the run of the place. Look how long Hitler, look how many people Stalin killed in Russia. It was like 20 million people.
All right. When we return, more details are coming out about what was exactly underneath the 10 freeway, which went up in flames about a week or so ago. And we now know about all the details of the inspections, what they found and what they did and did not do. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
And we've got Sandy Wells in for Deborah Mark live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.